Hello, and thank you for joining me in another episode of Bold Business Leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we are all busy, but thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love conquers all. Today, I wanted to talk about more. Just think about that word for one moment, more. It suggests that you should continually be looking for more. Our society, which is based on marketing really, is continuously telling us, it's telling you, it's telling me, it's telling our children that you need more. Why? Because society and corporations are not excited at us knowing that we don't need more. In fact, if we all knew that we have every single thing we need, well, what would we buy, for God's sakes? Whatever your religious affiliation, I do want to discuss what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says that desire for more is like a never-ending fire. The more desire, the more jealousy, the more anger you have, even the more sadness, it will grow and grow, and it just continues to feed. It's like an empty vessel, a pit, if you will, with a hole at the bottom. It'll be a cup that will never runneth over. He goes on to state, the one who is motivated only by the desire for the fruits of their action and anxiously about the results is miserable indeed. Here's the thing. Every single soul is born perfect. You have everything you need right now. Your current conditions do not reflect what you're capable of. This is why children are so open and so happy and so joyful. They know their original state. They know they have everything they need. They already know that they're born superior just by being here. And I get it. The problems that we receive every day are different. They tell us women are second. They tell us there's not enough food or money. They tell us only certain people can be in charge. They tell us that there's a lack of money, of resources, so that they can take our hard-earned tax money, really, take it right in front of us, like what's happening today with all the corruption. Then they tell women that we give birth, we have periods, and therefore we are weak. We are less than, but we are the givers of life. In fact, there's not one boy on this planet that hasn't come through a woman. They treat us less than at work, and it just continues. And all of you are probably thinking of your own personal stories where you are treated as if you are lacking. Well, I say no more. We are going to enter this world of negativity, but now we know that it's just continuous marketing. Anyone would honestly be so confused. You must have this or you need to have that is the continuous message. I often look at the commercials that my daughter watches, my youngest watches on Disney. I notice anyone would have a natural reaction to those commercials, turn around and say, hey, I need this. The truth is that we lack nothing. Everything we need is within. And I'm speaking of your higher self, not your current conditions. Everything you need, you already have. So when you go into the world today, remember that. Thank you for listening today. I'm grateful for your time. I'm grateful for you. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm at Bold, B-I-Z Coach, or you can sign up for my mailing list at kinjalpike.com. That's KINJALPIKE.com. Remember, this is the key. Your job is to vibrate high and then center yourself as a witness, a loving witness. Open your heart chakra and vibrate high. That's all you have to do. You are already perfect. All the rest will fall into place. I promise. The universe supports you and I support you. Namaste.